Live from Round Rock, Texas, it's Freedom Frenzy. Hi, my name's Jerry DeMars, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jenny Hodges. See, I left out the front porch name today, dear. And it's March 29th. We've almost burned up the month. And, you know, the reason that we weren't here yesterday is my dear friend, Jenny, who's dealing with the powers that be, those evil guys there in the municipal court in Austin, had to go down and try to eke out a little bit more justice, didn't you, dear?
I did, Jerry, and it is a very time-consuming process because if you are going to play a game, you need to totally understand the theory behind the game, the resources at the fingertips of your opponent, and as far as you're able, kind of predict worst-case, best-case scenario and already be prepared for that before you get started. So it took me quite a bit of research, and yesterday I sat down and spent 5 hours straight totally researching the ideas behind a subpoena, the ideas behind corporate liens, what to do when everyone ignores you and when everybody's in cahoots, and so on and so forth. And then I started picking apart the complaint filed against me. Well, one of the interesting things is that this complaint that was filed, the state of Texas versus Jennifer Hodges, the affiant or affiant on the document is Raquel Jarez, a person whom I've never heard of. And when I Google searched this person, there are 69 people in the United States with that name, none of whom are in Austin, Texas. I have no idea who this person is. The deputy clerk also signed this truth affidavit, and I think her name is Nancy H. Moore, but I can't totally distinguish the letters of the last name, as they are it's very poor handwriting. So if you lie on a sworn truth affidavit, there are some major ramifications for that action, and I decided I didn't have enough information on Raquel to be able to file properly the subpoena, because you have to, of course, identify the person adequately in the subpoena, including an address at which they can be, you know, served.
Mm-hmm.
So I have filed a motion of discovery as to who is Raquel Jarez and a few other things that I put in here in my motion for discovery. Any documentation proving the existence of Raquel Jarez, affiant on the complaint filed with the municipal court against Jennifer Hodges, documentation that would validate the standing of Raquel Jarez to present on behalf of the state of Texas evidence against the defendant, evidence demonstrating Raquel Jarez's validity as a witness on behalf of the state of Texas, the address of the affiant, and so on and so forth. Also, I requested the criminal records if any of the state's witnesses, namely Officer Gary Ignall and Raquel Jarez, because I just thought that'd be fun to throw in there. So I got all that put together, and by the time I finished, it was time to rush my daughter, one of my daughters, to a class that she takes. So right after the show today, I'll be throwing the kidlets into the car and hustling over to the municipal court to file this paperwork. I am keeping very careful records because I have a feeling I'll have to take legal action. I will need to subpoena the deputy clerk who signed this document, and so I'm going to have to get her address when I'm down there at the municipal court, and then I will subpoena Raquel Jarez. And I have a feeling that I will have to take legal action against the people that were involved in this sworn truth affidavit. The constable who delivered my husband's arrest citation, man, we just have all sorts of fun in the Hodges household. he looked at this document and said, "That is really hokey. Something's up." And he goes, "Now, if you claim that I gave you legal advice, I will tell everyone you're lying." So I, you know, understand that. Oh, affiant. Thank you.
Affiant.
Affiant. Sorry, my pronunciation, my emphasis,
all right,
always on the wrong syllable. This is Jim Frenzy. We're going to cut away, and when we come back, hit and run news. So stay with us.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, comrades, it's time for Hit and Run News. And actually, this was something that I had left over from yesterday, and it pertains to the tail end of last week. But it's still pertinent, so I thought I'd better put it out there. As you remember, hearing last week, I think it was along about Friday, orders for long-lasting U.S. manufactured goods fell in February as companies scaled back investment plans for a second month in a row. This suggests that there might indeed be a cooling off going on in business spending. Economists said that while weak manufacturing reports posed a risk to first quarter growth, they cautioned against placing too much weight on it, noting that the data was in stark contrast to other upbeat surveys on factory activity. Non-defense capital goods orders, excluding aircraft, a closely watched proxy for business spending, fell 1.3% in February after a 6% drop the prior month, according to the Commerce Department. Now, let's see if we can factor what that means here. If we're not building weapons of war, our economy sucks. That's what they're really saying there, but they kind of couch that in terms that it makes it look a little bit different so that you'll interpret it that way. Economists had actually expected the business spending gauge to rise 4.5% last month. Imagine that, but it didn't. The weakness in business demand and a big drop in defense aircraft orders helped pull down overall orders for durable goods. Those are items, of course, meant to last 3 years or more by a 0.9% factor. They had risen 3.6% in January. A second report from the Labor Department showed initial claims for state unemployment benefits slipped 5,000, a whopping 100 jobs per state, to a seasonally adjusted 382,000, slightly below economists' expectations for a fall to 383,000. The four-week moving average of new claims, a better measurement of underlying trends, dropped 1,500 down to 385,250, the lowest since mid-July of 2008. Of course, we must also consider the fact that many Americans can no longer apply for benefits. It was the fourth straight week that the closely watched average held below 400,000, and that's the level that economists associate with steady job growth. But the reality here is that the economy must generate numbers of jobs many, many, many times greater than the numbers being trumpeted by the media in order to indicate that we are really making any sort of serious progress. Until recently, the economy's jobs production had been dismal. But in February, employers hired 192,000 new workers, the most in 9 months. Maybe the listeners could call us and let us know if anybody in their circles actually got hired on anywhere during the month of February. I'd be interested for you guys to weigh in on that. The data had little impact on U.S. financial markets, where possibly more are coming to grips with the magnitude of the false paradigm being promoted in the media. Signs that the labor market recovery was actually taking hold were underscored by a drop in the number of people still receiving jobless benefits under state programs. This is more double talk designed to conceal the fact that yet more Americans have exhausted their unemployment benefits, but they don't put it that way. They couch it in terms to make you think something else entirely. This data for so-called continuing claims covered the week for the household survey from which the United States unemployment rate is derived. The jobless rate dipped to 8.9% in February from 9% in January and has dropped 0.9 percentage point in the last 3 months. The lion's share of that decline, as you'll probably recall, resulted from the Labor Department's arbitrarily crossing off 1.2 million Americans saying that they weren't unemployed any longer because they had become so discouraged they had ceased looking for work. Back to you, dear.
Well, in more comforting news, in the aftermath of Fukushima's nuclear meltdown catastrophe, now plutonium is being found in soil samples that were taken from five different locations around Fukushima. I don't know why I always mispronounce that. But here's the great thing, Jerry. The media is officially reporting that the plutonium poses no threat to humans.
Really? That's some remarkable plutonium, don't you think? Isn't that plutonium-239, the same kind of stuff that they make nuclear weapons out of, that one little molecule is enough to kill you if you inhale it?
Yeah. Not a problem.
The mind boggles at the possibilities here.
Well, I'm just excited, Jerry, that we don't live in Japan where the government lies. Instead, we live in America where the de facto government tells their version of the truth. The TSA has come out. There's been a publication of a new study in a conventional medical journal that claims airport naked body scanners are perfectly safe for you. Yeah. I'm going to sleep better.
A little dab of radiation will do you, huh? It's a wonderful thing.
Yes. Chemotherapy, vaccines, mammograms, fluoride in the water, mercury fillings. These are all very good for you to the extent that they're recommended for your health. Yeah.
Indeed. And pushed, actually. Well, yeah. You know, since you mentioned vaccines, I have a little story about something that popped up in the news earlier this week. Once again, the toxic effects of mercury, known to be in various vaccines as thimerosal, has been confirmed. this time by researchers from the University of Brazil. This marks the sixth major study in recent months that condemns the use of mercury in medicine. This new study reveals that mercury causes serious brain damage and is linked to autism and other developmental diseases in children, as well as Alzheimer's disease in adults. Imagine that. Dr. Jose Doria and his colleagues conducted an extensive peer-reviewed analysis of various studies and available information in major databases that address the effects of low-dose thimerosal or ethylmercury on neural tissue and behavior. They found conclusively that thimerosal accumulates in brain tissue, negatively affects brain development, and harms brain cells. According to Lisa Sykes, president of the Coalition for Mercury-Free Drugs, or COMED, a nonprofit group dedicated to removing mercury from medicine, mercury is known to cause serious harm, especially to fetuses and children because of their smaller size. She went on to question other practices by asking, why remove thimerosal from pediatric vaccines only to inject it into pregnant women and children with recommended flu shots? They remove thimerosal from other vaccines, so it should also be removed from flu shots. Several other recent surveys confirm the numerous dangers posed by mercury, including one recently published in the Folia Neuropathologica that links the toxin directly to autism. Mercury is also known to disrupt proper immune function, damage DNA, inhibit healthy embryonic development, and cause cancer. The vast majority of flu shots administered in the United States still contain thimerosal, as they come from multi-dose vials that require a preservative in order to prevent contamination. However, COMED said there is no reason to continue using thimerosal since safer alternative preservatives already exist and are currently in use in many pediatric vaccines that at one time contained thimerosal. Back to you, dear.
Well, my next bit, Jerry, is not really necessarily breaking news for this moment in time, but I think it's important to read this article, which was on the Land Destroyer Report. And it's about Asia and the Asian Economic Community by 2015. And this report was actually put out August 25th, 2010. And I may not have time to finish it up in our last few minutes here of Hit and Run News. But I think it's important for us to see how premeditative the actions of globalism are. And nothing is by accident. According to the, and this article was written by Tony Cartolucci. According to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, by 2015, the nations of Thailand, Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, the Philippines, Singapore, and Vietnam will be integrated into a single market and manufacturing base of 600 million people. This is outlined in the Asian Economic Community Blueprint published in 2008. This call was reaffirmed during the 42nd Asian Economic Ministers meeting this week in Vietnam. Southeast Asian integration will consist of harmonizing everything from regulation standards concerning capital flow and finance, including removing equity holding limitations for foreigners, agriculture and forestry, to intellectual property rights, infrastructure development, legal structure regarding communication, and transportation. The current Asian Secretary General of Thailand, who is Surin Pitsuan of Thailand, leads the current efforts to implement the AEC 2015 blueprint. Pitsuan sits as a member of the Board of Trustees of the Globalist Asian Foundation, funded by, amongst many others, Boeing, Chevron, the Ford Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Halliburton, Raytheon Company, Walmart Stores Incorporated, and so on and so forth. He joined the Rockefeller Foundation's Board of Trustees in 2010. He also sat on the Council on Foreign Relations International Advisory Board as of 2009 and even gave a talk before the CFR on May 14, 2008 regarding a one unified Southeast Asia. To say Surin Pitsuan is a classically trained globalist is an understatement. However, and I see the cliff, however, despite his background and the stated intentions of the Asian AEC, progress so on and so forth. I'm going to have to break off because we've got to cut away to a break. This is Freedom Frenzy, and we've got a very interesting bit to bring you on the other side. So y'all stay tuned. This is Freedom Frenzy.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Well, I guess I'll just put a little bow on this bit that I was reading about what's going on to unify Asia and present and kind of roll them into the one world government. Other, biotechnology companies are trying to get in on the kill, of course, Monsanto and also Chatham House corporate member Syngenta is coming together to try to make sure their influence over the food security aspect of ASEAN is front and center. Now, what I found encouraging about this article, Jerry, is that the growth and the ability of this entity to advance their globalistic agenda has been slow and hampered by activism and nationalistic resistance. So once again, even though the big guys are so big, whoever controls the streets controls the government ultimately. And I think we need to take heed that when we see things going on in the news and get wind of things on the internet, we're only getting a very superficial perspective on what's actually happening in these other countries and so on and so forth. So I thought that was an interesting bit, and I'm all done with that.
Okay. Well, the item that Jenny told you about a little bit earlier, if you paid any attention to the apologetics offered by one Barack Obama to somehow or another legitimize his unconstitutional assault against the country of Libya, a sovereign nation, under the beckoning and calling of the United Nations, an organization who I frankly feel we should pull out of. We should certainly quit funding them, because it's two things that actually are destroying America. One, it's a mechanism by which America is able to do pretty much as it wants to, simply because it's able to throw its weight around inside that organization as it does. And second, it's a clever device by which American executive officers, the president that is, can conveniently sidestep the United States Constitution and the American people. Even the American Congress doesn't seem to have the spine to do anything about it. And it's been going on ever since Truman was in office, and nobody much has ever really done anything but bitch and moan, okay? Now, the article that we're going to bring to you is a piece done by Tony Cartolucci, who is both a writer for Blacklisted News and for the Activist Post newsletter. And what I want to bring out here is we want to talk about your enemies, our enemies, our people's enemies, the enemies of freedom, liberty, and justice in America and in the rest of the world, because it's all wrapped up together, crammed into a shell like a pregnant pecan, and we've got to crack this nut, folks. And anyway,
A pregnant pecan.
Did you get a nice mental image out of that, dear?
I'm not sure I've ever seen a pregnant pecan, but okay.
But you knew exactly what I was talking about, right?
I did.
Okay, then it worked. Anyway, let's kick this off, dear. This is your real government, boys and girls. They transcend elected administrations. They permeate every political party, and they are responsible for nearly every aspect of the average American and European's way of life. When the left is carrying the torch for two neocon wars, starting yet another based on the same lies peddled by the same media outlets that told of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction, the world has no choice beyond profound cognitive dissonance but to realize something is wrong. What's wrong is a system completely controlled by a corporate financier oligarchy with financial, media, and industrial empires that span the globe. If we do not change the fact that we are helplessly dependent on these corporations that regulate every aspect of our nation politically, and every aspect of our lives personally, nothing else will ever change. The following list, however extensive, is by far not all-inclusive. However, after these examples, a pattern should become self-evident, with the same names and corporations being listed again and again. It should be self-evident to listeners of how dangerously pervasive these corporations have become in our daily lives. Finally, it should be self-evident as to how necessary it is to excise these corporations from our lives, our communities, and ultimately our nations, and with the utmost expediency. Dear?
Well, while the International Crisis Group claims to be committed to preventing and resolving deadly conflict, the reality is that they are committed to offering solutions crafted well in advance to problems they themselves have created in order to perpetuate their own corporate agenda. Nowhere can this be better illustrated than in Thailand and more recently in Egypt. ICG member Kenneth Adelman had been backing Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, a former Carlyle Group advisor who was literally standing in front of the CFR in New York City on the eve of his ousting from power in a 2006 military coup. Since 2006, Thaksin's meddling in Thailand has been propped up by fellow Carlyle man James Baker and his Baker Botts law firm, Belfer Center advisor Robert Blackwell, a Barbara Griffith and Roger, and now Robert Amsterdam's Amsterdam and Peroff and major corporate member of the globalist Chatham House. We're going to finish this up when we come back. This is Freedom Frenzy. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Freedom Frenzy. I'm going to pick up here where I left off, which was in a discussion of the International Crisis Group and so on and so forth. With Thailand now mired in political turmoil led by Shinawatra and his red shirt color revolution, the ICG is ready with solutions in hand. These solutions generally involve tying the Thai government's hands with arguments that stopping Thaksin's subversive activities amounts to human rights abuses in hopes of allowing the globalist-backed revolution to swell beyond control. The unrest in Egypt, of course, was led entirely by ICG member Mohammed El-Baradei and his U.S. State Department recruited, funded, and supported April 6th youth movement coordinated by Google's Ghanem. While the unrest was portrayed as being spontaneous, fueled by the earlier Tunisian uprising, ICG's El-Baradei, Ghanem, and their youth movement had been in Egypt since 2010, assembling their National Front for Change and laying the groundwork for the January 25th, 2011 uprising. ICG's George Soros would then go on to fund Egyptian NGOs working to rewrite the Egyptian constitution after frontman El Baradei succeeded in removing Hosni Mubarak. Mubarak. Come on, Jerry, jump in here and fix my pronunciation.
I call it Mubarak.
Mubarak. All right, very good. This Soros-funded constitution and the resulting servile stooge government it would create represents the ICG resolving the crisis their own El Baradei helped create. And there are some notable ICG board members: George Soros, Kenneth Edelman, Samuel Berger, Wesley Clark, Mohammed...
That's General Wesley Clark.
Oh, excuse me. General Wesley Clark. Good grief. Mohammed El Baradei, Carla Hills, and so on and so forth. Advisors include Richard Armitage. Okay. I can never pronounce this one, Jerry.
You could put your mouth around that.
Brzezinski. I don't know how to say that. Are you grinning from ear to ear? This is where we need television so I can, you know.
You did well enough. Everybody knew that you meant to say he's a big new Brzezinski.
Exactly. Stanley Fisher, Shimon Peres, Surin Pitsuan, Fidel V. Ramos, and then the notable ICG Foundation and corporate supporters. This is really going to shock everybody. Carnegie Corporation of New York, Hunt Alternatives Fund, Open Society Institute, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank Group, Soros Fund Management, McKinsey and Company, Chevron, and Shell. They were all in cahoots for the staged uprising in Egypt. Take note.
The next culprit that we want to bring to your attention is the Brookings Institute. Within the library of the Brookings Institute, you will find the blueprints for nearly every conflict the West has been involved with in recent memory. What's more is that while the public seems to think that these crises spring up like wildfires, those following the Brookings corporate-funded studies and publications see these crises coming years in advance. They are premeditated, meticulously planned conflicts that are triggered to usher in premeditated, meticulously planned solutions to advance Brookings corporate supporters, who are numerous. The ongoing operations against Iran, including U.S.-backed color revolutions, U.S.-trained and backed terrorists inside Iran, and crippling sanctions were all spelled out in excruciating detail in the Brookings Institute report, Which Path to Persia? The more recent UN Security Council resolution, 1973, regarding Libya uncannily resembles Kenneth Pollack's March 9, 2011 Brookings report entitled The Real Military Options in Libya. Notable Brookings Institute board members include Dominic Barton of McKinsey & Company, Alan R. Batkin of Eaton Park Capital Management, Richard C. Bloom of Bloom Capital Partners Limited Partnership, Abby Joseph Cohen of Goldman Sachs and Company, Suzanne Nora Johnson, also of Goldman Sachs, Richard A. Kimball, also of Goldman Sachs, Tracy R. Wollstonecroft, also of Goldman Sachs, Paul Desmarais, Jr., Power Corporation of Canada, Kenneth M. Duberstein, the Duberstein Group, Benjamin R. Jacobs, the JBG Companies, Nimar Kedar of InvestCorp, Klaus Kleinfeld of Alcoa Inc., Philip H. Knight of Nike Incorporated, David M. Rubenstein, co-founder of the Carlyle Group, Cheryl K. Sandberg, Facebook, Larry D. Thompson of PepsiCo Incorporated, Michael L. Tipsord, State Farm Insurance Companies, Andrew H. Teich, Lowe's Corporations. Now, here's some of the names of the Brookings Institute experts. They include Kenneth Pollack, Daniel L. Byman, Martin Indyk, and Suzanne Maloney. Michael E. O'Hanlon, Bruce Rydell, and Shadi Hamid. Notable Brookings Institute Foundation and corporate supporters include the Ford Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, Government of the United Arab Emirates, the Carnegie Foundation of New York, Rockefeller Brothers Fund. We've heard that one before, haven't we?
Oh,
Banking and finance supporters include Bank of America, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, H&R Block, imagine that, Kohlberg, Kravis, Roberts & Company, Jacob Rothschild, Nathaniel Rothschild, Standard Charter Bank, Temasek Holdings Limited, and Visa Incorporated. Big oil backers include ExxonMobil, Chevron, Shell Oil, and military-industrial complex and other industry contributors would be listed as follows: Daimler, General Dynamics, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Siemens, The Boeing Company, General Electric, Westinghouse Electric, Raytheon, Hitachi, and Toyota. Telecommunications and technology giants that are in support of the Brookings Institute would include AT&T, Google, Hewlett-Packard, Microsoft, Panasonic, Verizon Communications, Xerox, Skype, Media and Perception Management participants, McKinsey and Company, News Corporation, which is Fox News, and consumer goods and pharmaceutical backers would include GlaxoSmithKline, Target, or Target, depending on what part of the country you're from, PepsiCo Incorporated, and the Coca-Cola Company.
I was wondering where the Coca-Cola Company was finally going to come out. Now, they are not exempt from all this. I know, Coke. The Council on Foreign Relations. This is the group that helps me sleep better at night. A better question would be, who isn't in the Council on Foreign Relations? Nearly every self-serving career politician, their advisors, and those populating the boards of the Fortune 500 are CFR members. Many of the books, magazine articles, and newspaper columns we read are written by CFR members, along with reports similar to Brookings Institute that dictate verbatim the legislation that ends up before the West's lawmakers. A good sampling of the most active wings of the CFR can be illustrated best in last year's Ground Zero Mosque hoax, where CFR members from both America's political right and left feigned a heated debate over New York City's so-called Cordova House near the three felled World Trade Center buildings. In reality, the Cordova House was established by fellow CFR member Faisal Abdul Rauf, who in turn was funded by CFR financing arms, including the Carnegie Corporation of New York, chaired by 9/11 Commission head Thomas Keene, and various Rockefeller foundations. And of course, Jerry, as I recall, I think we came out against that whole hoax. Notable CFR corporate support from the banking and finance community: Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, American Express, Barclays Capital, Citibank, Morgan Stanley, Blackstone Group, Deutsche Bank, New York Life International, Prudential Financial, Standard & Poor's, Rothschild North America, Visa, the Soros Fund Management, Standard Chartered Bank, Bank of New York Mellon Corporation, Veritas Capital, Kohlberg, Kravis, Roberts & Company, Moody's Investors Service, the big oil companies, Chevron Corporation, ExxonMobil Corporation, BP, Shell Oil, Hess, ConocoPhillips Company, Total SA, Marathon Oil Company, Aramco Services Company. Golly, we all better start getting our alcohol distilleries going so we can check out from these oil companies. Military Industrial Complex and Industry. This is going to really shock you. Who belongs to the Council on Foreign Relations or supports them financially? Lockheed Martin Corporation, Airbus Americas, Boeing, Dyncorp, General Electric, Northrop, Raytheon, Hitachi, Caterpillar, BASF Corporation, Alcoa, public relations, lobbyists, and legal firms, McKinsey & Company, Omnicom Group Incorporated, BGR Group, corporate media and publishing, Bloomberg, Economist Intelligence Unit, News Corp, aka Fox News or Faux News, Thomson Reuters, Time Warner, McGraw-Hill Companies, Consumer Goods, Walmart, Nike Incorporated, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, HP, Toyota, Volkswagen. Oh my goodness, really?
That's hard to believe, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not. It's not hard to believe. Go ahead.
I am going to be contacting Volkswagen. De Beers. De Beers. I guess that's like the De Beers diamond, right?
Yes, indeed.
Wow. Man. Golly, Ned. All right. Telecommunications and technology. AT&T, Google, IBM, Microsoft, Sony, Xerox, Verizon, pharmaceutical industry, GlaxoSmithKline, Merck and Company, Pfizer Incorporated.
Another one of the culprits that are part of the global governance system is an outfit that you may not have ever heard of, but it's an outfit called Chatham House in the UK. Like the CFR and the Brookings Institute in America, it has extensive membership and is involved in coordinating planning, perception management, and the execution of its corporate membership's collective agenda. Individual members populating its senior panel of advisors consist of the founders, CEOs, and chairmen of the Chatham House's corporate membership. Chatham's experts are generally plucked from the world of academia, and their recent publications are generally used internally as well as published throughout Chatham's extensive list of member media corporations as well as industry journals and medical journals. That Chatham House experts are submitting entries to medical journals is particularly alarming considering GlaxoSmithKline and Merck are both Chatham House corporate members. No better example of this incredible conflict of interest can be given than the current Thai red color revolution being led by Chatham House's Amsterdam and Pieroff, with consistent support lent by other corporate members, including The Economist, The Telegraph, and even the BBC. In one case, The Telegraph printed an article called Thai Protests, Analysis by Dr. Gareth Price and Roisin Cabraji, within which Price and Cabraji made shameless attempts at defending the Western-backed, Maoist-themed, violent protests. While The Telegraph mentioned that Price and Cabraji were both analysts for the Chatham House, they failed to tell readers that The Telegraph itself retains a corporate membership within the Chatham House, as does the Thai protest leader's lobbyist, Robert Amsterdam, and his Amsterdam and Pieroff lobbying firm. Here's some of the major corporate members that help support the Chatham House. Amsterdam and Pieroff, of course, BBC, Bloomberg, Coca-Cola of Great Britain, The Economist, GlaxoSmithKline, Goldman Sachs again, HSBC Holdings, Lockheed Martin, UK, Merck & Company, Mitsubishi, Morgan Stanley, the Royal Bank of Scotland, Saudi Petroleum Overseas Limited, Standard Bank London Limited, Standard Charter Bank, Tesco, Thomson Reuters, United States of America Embassy, that's kind of weird, Vodafone Group, and notable Chatham House standard corporate members would consist of Amnesty International, BASF, Boeing UK, CBS News, Daily Mail and General Trust PLC, De Beers Group again, G3 Good Governance Group, Google, Guardian, Hess Limited, Lloyd's of London, McGraw-Hill Companies, Prudential PLC, Telegraph Media Group, Times Newspapers Limited, and the World Bank Group. Notable Chatham House corporate partners would consist of British Petroleum, Chevron Limited, Deutsche Bank, ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, Statoil, Toshiba Corporation, Total Holdings UK Limited, and Unilever PLC.
That's crazy that the American Embassy can financially support Chatham House. That's really crazy, Jerry.
It's a huge web, dear.
Well, I'm going to conclude. Not that this, we're not here to rain on anyone's parade, but these organizations represent the collective interests of the largest corporations on Earth. They not only retain armies of policy wonks and researchers to articulate their agenda and form a consensus internally, but also use their massive accumulation of unwarranted influence in media, industry, and finance to manufacture a self-serving consensus internationally. To believe that this corporate financier oligarchy would subject their agenda and fate to the whims of the voting masses is naive at best. They have painstakingly ensured that no matter who gets into office in whatever country, the guns, the oil, the wealth, and the power keep flowing perpetually into their own hands. Nothing vindicates this poorly hidden reality better than a liberal Nobel Peace Prize-wearing president dutifully towing forward a myriad of neocon wars while starting yet another war in Libya. We got to cut away to a break. We will wrap this up when we come back. This is Freedom Frenzy. Y'all stay tuned.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Frenzy. Today we are digesting the realities of the corporate agendas in globalism. And I'm wrapping up a piece that Jerry and I have been offering to you guys today. Likewise, no matter how bloody your revolution is, if the above equation remains unchanged and the corporate bottom lines left unscathed, nothing but the most superficial changes will have been made. And as is the case in Egypt with International Crisis Group stooge Mohammed el-Baradei, worming his way into power, things may become substantially worse. The real revolution will commence when we identify the above equation as the true brokers of power, and when we begin systematically removing our dependence on them and their influence on us from our daily lives. The global corporate financier oligarchy needs us. We do not need them. Independence from them is the key to our freedom. And Jerry, after all this, you know, I have been pretty anti-corporate charter from the get-go of freedom. Mm-hmm. And to me, all of this just affirms a corporation comes together, gets their charter to remove them from personal liability. Just like when we've been talking about corporate affidavits, which we're going to digest further, and how these elected officials or bureaucrats in office are removed from personal responsibility. We must remove those things that hold back personal responsibility. And I think there is no way to have a free market economy without getting rid of corporate charters.
Well, I certainly appreciate what you're saying, but I don't know that we can, and I've used this term before, paint with such a broad brush that we could actually put that coating on each individual entity that functions as a corporation and call them all evil.
I'm not calling the corporation necessarily, although a corporation has no soul to save and no body to burn. You must be responsible for your actions and activities, and the whole basis of individual life, liberty, and property is undermined when you have individuals who can act against the life, liberty, and property of others with full immunity.
Yeah, but dear, the corporate charter is very much like the Constitution of the United States. It just lies there. And the only thing that you're railing against here is the activities of those that mask themselves with that corporate charter. Now, that's not to say that everybody that is standing behind a corporate charter is indeed evil. And I think I mentioned it probably during one of the breaks. The other thing that we need to address here is the long, long list of the foundations that are involved in undermining our way of life. And as I pointed out to you, these are tax-free foundations that have been chartered with huge amounts of money that corporations have given them, quite frankly, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And look what they're trying to do all over the world insofar as population reduction by one of our favorite topics to bash over the head, vaccinations. And we have to recognize that a lot of our problems arise because of the financial wealth that these foundations have and can employ to our detriment. There was a guy, and I can't think of his name, although I've listened to the sound recording that he did back before he passed away several years ago, and was talking about the rise of the foundation here in America and what its real scope was. And it was to change the life of Americans and sort of meld us into a globalist approved system that's being built up around us. And yeah, the profit's coming from the corporations, but I think a lot of the evil is being done by the tax-free organizations that we don't really pay that much attention to. There's a lot more Freedom Frenzy left to come. If you want to call us, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Gold.